WJTL 10th Avenue North, Secrets Light Shining. Good morning to you. It's 8:49.
Good morning, friends. Cloudy today. A chance of showers. High 56 tonight. Cloudy on the overnight. Low 40. Moving into sunny skies for your Thanksgiving Day. That is something to be thankful about. High 48 tomorrow. Breezy sunny on Friday. A high 46. Here in Lancaster, 47 degrees.
And we'd like to thank these business listeners for their ongoing support. Thank you, Growers Paint and Decorating Center, offering wallpaper, window shades, and coverings. And Benjamin Moore Paints with locations in Lancaster, Lititz, and West Lawn, providing products and advice since 1934, growerspaint.com. And thank you, Brick Gables, hosting their annual Christmas Begins in the Barn event from 4 to 8 p.m. on Saturday, December 7th. It's a celebration to benefit Warwick first responders, and it's open to the public. The event features food, games, live music, crafts, and more. To get info, more at Brick Gables' Facebook page or 717-627-0080. We've been enjoying hearing from our friends at Water Street. Lisa Landis reporting live one more time. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning. It has been a wonderful morning. And yes, we are wrapping everything up right now. I'm here with Water Street Mission President Jack Crowley. Let's remind everybody again about the Rescue Mission Food Drive. You really need our help and you want us to fill a bag with a whole bunch of things. Give us some ideas or maybe some examples of some things we could put in that bag.
Yeah, so canned vegetables, boxed stuffing or potatoes, canned fruits, any of those kind of staples that can go to just, you know, filling up your cupboard and allowing families to have healthy, nutritious meals throughout the week, because the food drive isn't just for the holidays. It provides food all year round for both our guests here and for families in the community that we connect with. Over 2,000 families that come to Water Street on a monthly basis looking for that extra food support to help make ends meet and make it from paycheck to paycheck.
No perishable food items, no refrigerated items, no glass containers. People might not think about that.
Yeah, when the food is piling up in those bins at Turkey Hill Markets and other places, if the glass is in there, it gets shattered, makes a mess, and sometimes, you know, takes away half the donations because of that.
So where again do we drop off our bag of donations?
So any Turkey Hill Minute Market, M&T Bank, Sharp Shopper, or Wheatland Federal Credit Union, they have boxes there. You can bring your bag in, leave them there, or you can bring them right to the mission or to Life Path Christian Ministries or Bethesda if you're in the York or Harrisburg area.
And the Thanksgiving feast, again, we remind everyone, is tomorrow. You're welcome to stop by. I'm sure you hear stories after the Thanksgiving Day meal. Is there any one common reoccurring theme that you hear from guests?
Yeah, I think one, obviously, the food, our staff and the volunteers come and do a fantastic job, and the guests always appreciate the food, but really just the sense of fellowship and togetherness. Many of them aren't able to get home to be with their families. And so, as you heard from our guests this morning, Water Street becomes their family. The guests that they're living with, the staff that are walking alongside of them, we really do feel like a family here.
Jack, I have to ask you, what is your favorite food item on the Thanksgiving table?
So the right answer is anything my wife cooks is fantastic. I love it all. Actually, stuffing. We don't eat stuffing often enough throughout the year. And so stuffing, when I grew up, my mom always did stuffing with a little bit of Italian sausage in it. And that was my favorite. So I don't get that as often, but stuffing and with the gravy on it and the turkey, just mush it all together. It's good stuff.
I like that. Just mush it all together and just mush everything on that plate. Well, thank you so much, Jack, and happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you too, Lisa. And Fred and Annie, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Happy Thanksgiving,
and
Jack.
Fred, yeah. Yeah, we're going to send it back to you guys. And I hope you all and all the listeners, that everybody has a happy Thanksgiving. I understand the Shirk at Work Network is going to be driving everybody home today.
Yeah, John's going to be filling in for you, Lisa. And while you were talking with Jack, Annie and I came up with a great name for a band, if anybody
yes.
needs it. Three Alarm Lisa.
Three Alarm Lisa.
Yeah, great name for a band.
Yeah.
So, Lisa, thank you so much. We love this tradition. Thank you so much for coming on the morning show with us and being a part of Thanksgiving. We love this.
It's one of my favorite days, for sure.
Oh, and I do miss talking to everybody on the morning show, so this is great.
It is great. Happy Thanksgiving, Lisa. We love you.
Happy Thanksgiving. Love you guys, too.
Coming up, more music. Crowder, Jen Johnson, just
Parenting
around the corner.
Today's teens.